It is the review show on the Anfield Wrap. After Liverpool 1, Tottenham 1, it's Dan Morgan, Neil Kinson, Sean Rogers, Paul Cope and the rest of the country are going to Pep Guardiola to look at Liverpool and Spurs. But, Sean, let's go to the teams. Let me just pull this agenda up one sec. Criminally underprepared, yeah, sorry. I should know it. I wrote it. The discussion...
Well, you can't be as badly prepared as Roy Hodgson, either pre-game or post. Can we just do a review on Roy Hodgson on the pitch? Can we buff one of them in, Neil?
Yeah, I know.
There's at least three shows to do on Roy Hodgson. Just from
you're still weekend. Wearing the sunglasses?
Mad fella. He'll be on the send now, won't he, him and Ray?
Yeah, he will. He will. Waiting for the call from Burnley or Leeds.
I'm trying to help you out.
Or someone else. Yeah, it's all right, mate. I've got it now. Top man. Just a little recovery run there from Sean. Sean, the team comes. Listen, I don't think anyone can really have any qualms about it. And I think, you know, there's been a few saying that if Liverpool starting in the Champions League final on Saturday, then that team's the one that gets dropped in. That's very fair. The only discussion for me really was around the back line. As a possible potential point of contention. I thought pre-game there was an argument for Tsimikas in 90% of games. This one probably falls into the 10% of ones where you probably don't put him in. And then there's Konaté over Matip and what that says about potentially the expectations from the opposition, from the manager.
Yeah, I mean, I was really happy with the team. It's the team that I would have gone for. I think I completely understand some people maybe saying, well, maybe we should have rotated a bit for this game and put some fresh legs in there potentially. And maybe even if it's well, rotate with a view that people will just be a bit mentally fresher. And I think that's fine until on Thursday night and Friday night, you actually look at the Tottenham team and reanalyse the performance against City. And look at everything that's going on this week. And then you look at Villa in terms of the tight turnaround time for this and the fact that it's days away from an FA Cup final. And I think it's very difficult in those shoes to do anything else than pick the team you've got. I've got no doubt you'd be having a discussion about it internally at Liverpool, but I think you still come down with this. I think if it was any other side, even if it was someone of a similar level to Tottenham, I guess, that maybe play a slightly different way, I think maybe you could have done something, but I think the team's spot on. I actually think there's a wider point. I think Liverpool, some of Klopp's post-match comments and the Konaté selection come into the fact that I think Liverpool were preparing for a slightly different game than what they got.